Good day and welcome to the investor call of Cosmo First Limited to discuss the Q4 and FY24 results. Today, we have with us from the management, Group CEO, Mr. Pankaj Poddar, and Group CFO, Mr. Neeraj Jain. Starting off with the statutory declaration, certain statements in the conference call may be forward-looking. These statements are based on management's current expectations and are subject to uncertainties and changes in circumstances. These statements are not guarantees of future results. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode. There will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. Now may I request Mr. Neeraj Jain to take us through his opening remarks, subsequent to which we can open the floor for the Q&A. Thank you, and over to you, Neeraj ji.
Thanks a lot. Very good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Neeraj Jain, Group CFO at Cosmo First, along with my colleague, Mr. Pankaj Poddar, Group CEO at Cosmo First. Our financial results for March 24th quarter and investors' presentations, both are available on the company's website. We'll first discuss brief on the performance of the company for the March 24th quarter, which may be followed by questions. First, talking about the financial results, consolidated sale for March 24th quarter is 641 crore rupees, which is higher by 3% compared to December 23 quarter, which is backed mainly by the higher volumes. The EBITDA for the quarter is 67 crore rupees as against 56 crore rupees during previous quarter. So during March 24 quarter, this improvement in EBITDA primarily for two factors, higher specialty sales and improvement in domestic BOPP film margin effective March 24. The specialty sales has increased to 66% of total volume in quarter four compared to 64% for the full year FY24 and 61% in December 23 quarter. It may be noted that even in such a challenging scenario, the company's specialty margin broadly remained intact in line with the last year, except for some sales mix change impact and uneven orders from the specialty export customer, which has high margin. We are glad to advise that these orders are now received by the company from quarter 1 FY25. BOPP film margin has been running at 12 rupees per kg during March 24 quarter, versus 9 rupees per kg in December 23 quarter. The industry margin for the BOPET film, which is close to 8% of our top line, continued to be remained in negative. The BOPET film, what we are going to focus now is to be selective in terms of the volume. So we will first rationalize the volume to reduce on the loss-making sales and focus more and more on the specialty film and shrink film sales. It may also be noted that if we separate out the new verticals performance, which include the specialty chemical, BOPET, pet care and rigid packaging, the BOPP film EBITDA for quarter four was 11.6% as against reported EBITDA of 10.5%. Moving to outlook, so quarter one FY25 outlook for BOPP margins remain steady in line with the March 24 month level. Further, the company is expecting improved sales of specialty BOPP film as well as some rationalization in costs. post-rationalization on renewable power should add to the bottom line starting from April 2024. We expect annual impact to be close to 25 crore rupees. Another cost rationalization related to shifting of Korea plant to India is moving as per plan. Post relocation to India, this production line should rationalize the cost by close to US$1 million with improved capacity utilization of the line. We expect this line to start commencement of operation in India from quarter 2 FY25. Now, I will move to specialty chemicals. So, during March 24 quarter, the specialty chemical subsidies EBITDA has improved for two primary reasons. One is better realization of specialty chemical coatings and some refinement in coatings. So, the quarter 4 EBITDA for specialty chemical was close to 15%. What we feel now is specialty chemical subsidy is all set to make double-digit EBITDA next year in FY25 with more than 20% ROE. Moving to corporate actions, so the board has recommended a dividend of rupees 3 per share. Besides this, during the quarter, the company's credit rating has been reaffirmed by CRISIL as AA- with a stable outlook. Moving to packaging growth projects, we started two new business verticals related to packaging in previous quarter, means December 23 quarter. First, metallizer capacity film. Metallized capacitor film, which will serve the electronic industry, and rigid packaging, which will largely serve the FMCG industry. Both are moving and working well as per plan. Even for metallizer, we have reached close to two-thirds capacity utilization in quarter four. Work on our BOPP and CPP lines are progressing in line with the plan. Both the lines will be world's largest production capacity line and will increase company's production capacity by close to 50% in a phased manner over next 12 to 15 months. With these high-speed lines, it should rationalize cost of production between 3% to 5% depending on the product. Now I will move to pet care division Wrigley. So for Wrigley, our focus for FY25 is going to be same store sales growth. The current monthly GMV from Wrigley is 4.5 crore rupees. Largely on the back of the retail footprints of 23 stores and increased online sales. EBITDA loss from Wrigley for the full year is 24 crore rupees in FY24. Wrigley is progressing now, I think, and revamping the IT structure, making its future ready for harnessing the exponential growth of the pet care industry in India. Now, we will quickly move to growth and the net debt level of the company. We are looking for close to 300 to 350 crore rupees of capex in next 1 year, which will be largely on BOPP production line. The financials remains strong. The company's net debt stands at 561 crore rupees, which is 2.2 times of EBITDA and 0.4 times to equity. We expect net debt reduction to start from FY26 onwards. So with this, I will take a pause here, and we would like to open the call for the questions, please.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to please use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Amit Agarwal from Leeway Investments. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. I'm asking about the rigid packaging. So how much revenue we generated out of rigid packaging in this quarter? And what is the current monthly run rate?
So we are not sure your question is about rigid packaging revenue number, is it?
Yeah, yeah, rigid packaging. How much turnover we achieved in last quarter? And how much, what is the run rate of the this quarter?
So you see, we just started in the quarter three, and in last quarter four, we are close to 15 crore rupee of the sales.
And how much are we expecting to achieve in this quarter, in this year? Hello?
Sorry, say again, please.
How much turnover are we expecting from this region packaging this year?
So you see, I mean, as we indicated earlier, at full capacity utilization, it should generate close to 125 crore rupees of the sales. The utilization of the capacity is increasing month on month. So we expect from the second half of the FY25, we should be close to 80% capacity utilization.
And my last question is regarding pet care business. So what is the growth rate right now for same store sales?
I'm sorry, you need to say again. Your voice is not very clear.
This is regarding a Ziggly business. What is the growth rate of same store sales in Ziggly?
So during last year, FY24, we have grown close to 40%.
I'm talking about the same store sales, sir.
So, yes, so that is also growing in line with these broader numbers.
And do we expect to close out some stores which are not doing well, or all the stores are doing very well as per the expectations?
I'm really sorry, I'm not able to understand fully your question.
I'm asking, do you think any of the stores is supposed to shut down because the sales are not as per the expectation, or all the stores are doing very well?
You see, if you look at the broadly, we have opened 23 stores. There may be a possibility one or two stores we may need to shut down and reopen again at a different location. But that is part and parcel of the overall trend. But as such, the sales is growing. You can see in the number, as we indicated in the GMV, we have reached 4.5 crore rupee monthly. And we started the year with close to 2 crore rupee of the GMV. So that growth is coming year monthly.
And my last question regarding Ziggly only. Do we achieve more turnover from healthcare, or just achieve the turnover from the product sales?
No, I think.
My question is regarding vet business. Are we doing the vet business?
Vet business is also growing. So they've increased focus in the retail space, where we are going to focus more on the services, including that.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Kevin Gandhi from CapGrow Capital Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hello. I hope my voice is audible.
Yes.
Hello. Yeah. So basically, I had a few questions. First question was on the pet care business. So what is the current store economics of the business? And how do we see our pet care business being profitable? And so basically, okay, so one more part of the question was, by the year end FY24, we were assessing around 30 CR of losses at the EBITDA level. And now we have almost achieved 24 CR. So are we seeing any green in the EBITDA being positive for any of the stores or for the business as a whole? So that's my question on the pet care business. Secondly, on the basic BOPP business, what is the trend of the spreads right now in the base film business, and how do we see getting back to the 40 rupees per kg spread as we had achieved in March 2022? So how do we see that traction coming? Hello.
We'll be able to gather them. Request if you can ask one question at a time.
Okay. Understood, sir. Okay. I hope my voice is audible now. So, sir, my first question was on the pet care business. So, basically, how do we see the store economics right now? And what is the framework? What's the path ahead of the pet care business to turn profitable in the coming 2 years? That's my first question.
The stores which are more than 1 year old, they are moving towards profitability. They are not profitable, but they are moving in that direction. What we could see is that their month-on-month sales is improving, and it's a matter of time before some of them, if not all of them, will become profitable. As far as the road to profitability for Ziggly overall, unless we start touching 150, 200 crores, profitability would not come. What we are certainly trying is that let first some stores start becoming profitable. Online business is even more difficult to be profitable if we continue to sell brands of other companies. Therefore, our focus is on launching home brands where the gross margins are more. That is a process we have just started. And we expect that, within the next 12 months, we'll be able to launch a lot of home brands. So to be profitable, unless we achieve a decent scale, profitability will take some time.
Okay. And, sir, how much is the proportion of the online sales and the stores? So, basically, the online and the offline part.
Roughly 70% sales is retail, and 30% sales is online. We do not want to push online sales too much, though it's not a very difficult task for us.
Okay.
But intentionally, we are not pushing it because till the time we do not have our own private labels or house brands, it may not be a great idea to scale it up. So what we are actually, online business right now is more from data acquisition perspective and our analytics perspective in terms of pet parents and so on and so forth. So right now it's more of a data acquisition strategy, and once we start launching our own house brand, then is the time when we'll start scaling it up much more aggressively.
Okay. And sir, 2 years down the line, are you seeing any private equity infusion for us to expand the business on a further scale?
These are things nothing has been ascertained at this stage. Obviously, we are here for a long term, so I don't think so we can answer this question.
Okay, so understood. Sir, my next question was on the base film business. So right now, as you can see, the spreads have increased from 9 to 12 rupees per kg. How do we see this trend over 1 year or like more than 1 year? So basically, March 2022, we were at the top of the spreads, around 40 rupees per kg. How do we see that traction coming? And so what's the current scenario? Are there any factories being shut, or are there any new capacities coming? So any brief idea on the same would be helpful. Thank you.
In BOPP, the demand growth is quite good, and there are no new players coming up in next 2-3 quarters. So if by logic, ideally the margin should go up. However, it's anybody's guess. Nobody can project that. When it comes to polyester, the margins are still in a very difficult terrain. Right now, even at a contribution level or a gross margin level, polyester film continues to make losses.
Okay, understood. Sir, just one last question.
Sir, we request you to please return to the queue for follow-up questions. Thank you. The next question is from the line of Jatin Damania from Swan Investments. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir, and thank you for the opportunity. So just wanted to understand on your specialty business. As in the last couple of calls, we have been always been maintained that our margin in a, or a contribution in a specialty business remains steady state and don't see much volatility. But when you compare with the FY23 numbers, for the full year basis, the contribution margin for the specialty has declined substantially. So what was the main reason behind that?
Yeah, see, as there are three categories we have, specialty, semi-specialty, and commodity. When you talk about specialty, the margins are intact. There could be very minor plus or minus because of mix change within specialty. Semi-specialty, we've always said that they are tied to the commodity margins. They always earn a delta over commodity, but their margins do go up and down with the market. So right now, the change that you see is largely because of semi-speciality and commodity margins.
No, but sir, if you look at the, in your presentation on the slide 7, and if I look at the FY23 numbers, the specialty margin contribution remained at 70 rupees in FY23, but our same has come down to almost 55. So was unable to understand why such a steep fall when our mix and volume in specialty is going up year on year.
Is one category of films that we explained earlier where business was not happening, but the good news is that it has started to happen from quarter one of this year. This is a minor change, and this will also get better in the coming quarters.
So what was the contribution of that particular film in FY23 and how much it dropped in FY24?
There was no volume for that in last year, or a very insignificant volume. It will go back to the original volume and the margins will go up because of that.
So from the first quarter of FY25, we'll start seeing the contribution of that team to start kicking in, right?
Yeah. The specialty margins will go up.
Okay. So then again, it will be back to the normal revenge of 65-70 rupees, which is
yeah.
And sir, secondly, now for the growth project, we will be spending near about 300-350 crores of the capex in FY25. So post this completion of the entire capex, what will be our net debt figure?
You are asking net debt?
Yes. Post our expansion plan of 350 crores that will be completed in FY25. So end of FY25, what will be our peak debt?
You see, currently we are at 560 crore rupee of net debt. Mm-hmm. So here we do not expect much change in the net debt level, except that there maybe it may increase by 20-30-50 crore rupees.
Mm-hmm.
That will be the level at the end of the March 25. From there on, as we indicated earlier on the con-call, you may expect some reduction in the debt.
Okay. And so last question, just wanted to understand, see, on the BOPP we are doing, definitely the scenario has improved from what it was last quarter. Specialty will see an improvement starting from the first quarter because of the new films kicking in. And we are also planning to launch Uncontrolled Film and many other films. But when you look at the our entire ROCE, because of the our pet care business, there is a substantial drag in our return ratios performance. So as a company, what are your take on pet care? Are we looking in some sorts of demerger or some sorts of restructuring in the pet care business or the entire business model to...
You see, there are two parts to your question. One is on the ROSI. ROSI, if you look at, there is still significant part of the CapEx which is in the CWIP, which means that part of the CapEx is not earning anything. So I'm sure once that CapEx commences the operation, the ROSI profile of the company will increase. With respect to your second part of your question, which is pet care, the investment size is not that significant. So, of course, OPEX is more, CapEx is lower in pet care business. But as we announced today morning to stock exchanges, we have initiated the process of having the pet care venture in a separate subsidiary.
So, I mean, are we looking at funding the separate subsidiary, I mean, additional funding for FY25-26, or probably we'll be looking at the investment from the outside? I mean, just wanted to understand whether the Cosmo First will continue to support the cash flow to the pet care business, because they'll be continue to making loss till the time the revenue of 150-200 crore doesn't reach.
You see, as of now, the plan is not worked out. So we have just initiated the process in the form of having a separate subsidiary in place, which will have in future the pet care business. So with time, definitely we will announce further.
Thank you, sir. I have a couple of more questions, but I'll come back in a queue. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ketan Chedda, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity. My first question is with respect to the gross margins. If you compare the data of 2019 versus FY24, our volumes for the specialty and semi-specialty have increased significantly. And even for individual categories, you have shown our spreads are better in FY24 as compared to FY19. Now, with this movement in the specialty and semi-specialty contribution increasing in the overall mix, we would expect the EBITDA margins to improve. Your gross margins are better, but your EBITDA margins have not improved. Even on a standalone basis, that's the case, you know, when I look at the results. So could you explain why is this happening, why our EBITDA margins are not improving as compared to FY19 levels?
It depends on many factors, actually. First is what is going to be the raw material price, because that primarily determines the sales in terms of the value. Very clearly, big uptick in margins in the specialty, but you need to see if the compared, you know, for the company as a whole, you need to see the what is the performance of the commodity part of business as well. Because, of course, the EBITDA margin improved both the specialty as well as the commodity. While I do not have ready number, you know, compared to FY19 for you to discuss, but you need to look at the comprehensive and then we can always have a chat.
Okay, so I'll reach out to you all for this clarification. My second question is with respect to the Ziggly business. Now, in your presentation, you mentioned about the demerging of the business at two different slides. But in one slide, you mentioned it will be in short term, and the other side, it is mentioned in the medium term. So there's a confusion. What clarification I'm seeking is, do you have some sort of a time frame, a tentative time frame, not a very, very definitive, like maybe like 2 years down the line or 3 years down the line, you will hive it off in a different you'll demerge the business.
So as we announced to stock exchanges today, we have today initiated the process by incorporation of a separate subsidiary for which will have the pet care venture in future. But that time frame is not yet finalized. As and when it gets finalized, definitely we will inform to stock exchanges.
Okay. And my third question is with respect to the margins of the specialty chemicals. Now, your specialty chemical margins are very, very low currently. So any future outlook you could provide that, like, you know, by when they we can expect to the margins to improve further? Like, it will take how long and to what levels we expect the margins to reach?
You see, as we said at the beginning of the call, there were very specific specialty orders which has not come in FY24. That's why you see a change in the specialty overall margin. Although, if you look at the film-wise, you know, that change is not there. So, orders having high margins are not.
Sorry to interrupt. My question
was the beginning of the FY25 means quarter one. We have started getting those orders again, which will definitely have positive impact on the specialty market.
No, sorry. My question was on specialty chemicals. You have shown in your results the specialty chemicals as a separate segment. So my question was more with respect to the chemicals and not with the respect to the films. I'm assuming the films would be covered in the other category.
In specialty chemical, two things has happened. One is better realization of the coating chemicals. And second is the company, could work out better recipes for some of the specialty chemicals, which is working well in terms of the cost rationalization. So these two things taken together was having impact, positive impact on the EBITDA. As we said in our commentary, for FY25, we expect this enhanced level of the EBITDA to continue for the specialty chemical sector.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for answering my questions.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vipul Kumar Anupchand Shah from Sumangal Investment. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thanks for the opportunity, sir. So, could you break down your 64% sales of speciality and semi-speciality? How much is speciality and how much is semi-speciality?
Roughly 50-50%.
Roughly 50-50%.
That's right.
And sir, regarding Zigli, how much more support we'll have to give that venture till it is demerged and till it becomes self-sufficient? Any figure you can spell out so that it gives clarity to the investors?
It's difficult to say at this stage. As the demerger may happen within next couple of years, but as far as financial support is concerned, this business will require money for next at least 2 to 3 years until it starts becoming profitable. So how much is that is very difficult to say because we are continuously monitoring. The good thing is that, there is a lot of focus that we are putting on same store sales growth as well as try to see how we can be more frugal. So we are hoping that some of our losses should start coming down from quarter one in this business, while we will see even more growth in the retail business. Online business, as I said earlier, we will take some more time to grow it because till the time we do not have enough private label, we would not like to grow online business to a much larger extent.
So, CapEx and OPEX, at least for FY25 for Zigli business, can you give any indication what will be that figure, sir?
It should be close to, we'll be investing close to 30-35 crores this year.
And plus EBITDA loss guidance should be same as last year of 24 crores or it should come down substantially?
On a higher sales, we should be doing similar losses.
So similar loss.
30-35 crore rupee of the proposed investment includes the EBITDA loss.
35
so
crore.
It's a worrisome number. I mean, these numbers are still small vis-a-vis the size of our operations, and we will be creating a lot of value for our shareholders in the years to come.
Okay, sir. Thank you, and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Kevin Gandhi from Capgrow Capital Advisors LLP. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thanks for the follow-up question. Sir, I just had this question that how much is the gross margin or gross profit that we are generating for the Zigli business and how much sales is expected for the coming 2 years? Any rough guidance would be helpful.
Zigli, as far as retail is concerned, our margins are continuously getting better, especially because our emphasis on services is very high. In the recent months, we have started clocking 50% plus. As far as the gross margin retail is concerned, what we really need to continuously work upon is to increase our retail sales and take more wallet share from our customers. When it comes to online, our gross margins are hovering between 10-15%. And as I said earlier, that till the time we do not have our private label, this margin is not expected to go up significantly.
But within 12 months, we are planning to launch a lot of our home brands.
Okay, sir. And like approx sales estimate for the next 2 years, FY25 and 26, for Ziggly?
I feel that, it's very difficult to project these numbers, but GMV basis in 2 years, we should exceed 100 crores at least.
On a full year basis, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, sir. That was my only question.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Deepak Malhotra from CapGrow Capital Advisors, LLP. Please go ahead.
You talked of basically the threats rising up in this particular quarter.
Sorry to interrupt. The line for you is sounding muffled. I request you to please use the handset more.
Hello, is it better now?
Much better, sir. Please go ahead.
Yeah, okay. I think if we look at the trends in the industry, I think you already mentioned about a rise in the margins in the spreads. And plus, other positive development is also the specialty itself going up to 66% of the total, which in the past you had mentioned had hovered even above 70% or going down to 57% on a monthly basis. But when you look at the overall perspective, you had also earlier indicated about a higher overcapacity in the polyester film, but a less overcapacity in the BOPP business. So my question primarily is, this time the trough has gone for probably a little longer than what it has in the earlier cycles. So do we really see any true green shoots really emerging, or is it kind of just a false signal?
See, two things. As far as the specialty is concerned, only in one quarter we touched 70%, which is the peak for us, and then what we realized is part of it was more stock bought by our customers, and immediately next quarter, our numbers fell down. But on a sustained basis, what we see is that, though FY22 is looking at 64%, but maybe because of stock, higher stock bought by our customers, the realistic number was more towards 60%. So from 60, we grew to 62, because next year also we saw a lot of stock corrections. And 24, we grew to 64%. And this year, we are hoping that, we will be somewhere close to 68 to 70%. Coming back to your second question, BOPP situation is continuously getting better. Having said that, there are a few lines which will come up from middle of next year. We do hope that some better sense will prevail in some companies, either forcibly because of cash flow situations or even otherwise, will defer their lines. As far as polyester is concerned, I feel that this difficult journey will continue for at least 18 months. Having said that, our focus on polyester is to run the line only with the products where we at least break even at EBITDA level. So we are focused to run, to try and see that how we can start making money even in the polyester side.
Yeah, when you look at international players like Jetta Ling, Tugleaf Industries, Super Holdings, some of the other Chinese players, all this also today has an effect, on what's happening domestically. So how do you read any capacity expansions or any plants getting closed on that front, please?
Nobody can guess that. All I can tell you is when we monitor the situation of we have seen a lot of consolidation in South America. We have seen a lot of consolidation in Europe. We have hardly seen any consolidation in India, though what we have seen is that there were some small stake sales to P, but that was when the going was good. We have to really see the sustenance power of some of the commodity players, but it's very difficult to comment on this. What we are more focused on is our own business, that how we can make our business more profitable by becoming more and more of specialty films.
Another related question to the this packaging business is the CapEx program which you have undertaken, because you have talked of a CapEx program. If we look in the last cycle of last 2-3 years, is almost upwards of 900 crores, out of which you have already completed the polystyrene film expansion and the CapEx is done there. Why you are still in the midst of, as you mentioned, the CapEx on the BOPP and the CPPP plant. Plus, you have the CapEx also on the Zigli business, pet care business, and also on the rigid packaging or specialty chemicals. So is my number of 900 crore plus is correct, or the expenditure for rigid packaging and specialty chemicals is outside of that? That's A. And B, how does the debt repayment look?
One question at a time, please. So see, we have done close to 1,000 crore CapEx, and of which 650 to 700 crores has already happened. The fruit for which will come in the coming years. What is left is only 300 to 350 crores. And after that, we don't have CapEx, and even after this CapEx, our balance sheet still remains very strong.
Okay, and in terms of the debt repayment schedule, would you like to throw any light on the same thing?
Yeah, so we've been paying our debt as per the schedule. So next year, we have close to 180 crore of debt repayment, which we do not see any concern in repaying that debt.
Okay. And my other question is on the Zigli business. In the earlier few calls, you had indicated about a larger CapEx going forward, where you also indicated of increasing your number of centers to as much as 150 over the next, 3 to 5 years. So where are we really in the cycle on that?
Because Zigli, every year we are increasing stores. This year also, we had communicated that we'll increase our stores from 23 to 40. These are initial years when we are making our business fundamentals really strong. And once we do that, and see, all these 150 would not be company-owned. Some of these would also be franchisee stores. And this year, if we talk about total investment in Zigli, it is expected to be 30-35 crores, which is not such a big number from the overall size of the company.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nikhil Chandak from JM Family Office. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. My question though on Zigli was that, is the business ramp up slower than what you would have expected? Because we all know the size of the market is much, much larger and is also growing very fast. A lot of unorganized players, like for example, in a place like Mumbai where I am from, you find a lot of smaller companies now actually opening 3, 4, 5 stores and, almost becoming like an organized player. So is our pace of expansion slower than what we would have anticipated earlier?
Not really. What we want is that our pilots are very strong. See, to be honest, until now, what we are seeing is that stores which are older than 1 year, they are moving towards profitability while while the stores which are within 1 year are a bit far off from achieving profitability. The other thing is, when we started this business in vet care, our main focus was largely, OPD services. Right. However, what we have started doing is getting much deeper into vet services, which is helping the fundamentals of the business. So what we are trying to do is to make sure that, the so-called pilot is very strong before we start scaling up in a bigger way. And if you really see, we have been going quarter on quarter. So I think what we have projected, we are largely in line. We want to make sure fundamentals are strong. And then once we are strong, we need to make sure that our own stores are profitable before we start getting franchisee. We do not want to hasten up the process of getting franchisees and let franchisee make losses. So what we are trying to make sure is that we have a model where profitability is relatively faster to achieve.
And when do you set up in West India, like in some of the larger metros in western part?
Right now, our focus is on north and south. Once we complete our expansion in western, in north and south, then only we'll come to west.
Oh.
But I'm happy to hear that our investors are excited to wait and see Zigli coming there. They're very happy to see that.
Absolutely. Perfect. So, and one more.
We have done an acquisition of Pepsi in the West region. But that's more online than offline.
Understood.
For online business, invest is still reasonably good.
Understood. And when you say vet services, would it mean like a clinic where you can take pets which is branded under the Ziggly brand name and there will be doctors and staff out there?
Yeah, absolutely. So what I said earlier was initially it was just a primary OPD. But now we have even started taking slightly more difficult cases of pets. So we are trying to build a complete ecosystem where we are able to provide veterinary with all kinds of diagnostic services. We also have grooming services, which are really world-class. And then we have a lot of products. Initially, all the products were from other suppliers. But gradually, we are now building up our own private label. So we have started. We have already built up Ziggly Lifestyle, where we have come out with bedding, clothing, leashes, collars, harnesses, Ziggly bowls, so on and so forth. Now the next in line is the Biscuit, which is about to get launched. In between, we had also launched shampoos. So we are in a stage where we are launching a lot of product lines and making them bigger. Because if this business has to really become profitable, then there is a lot of emphasis has to be there on services as well as private labels.
Understood. That's great to hear. My other question was, in your opening remarks, you spoke about, capacitor films. I just wanted to understand, what purpose does it serve, and is it something similar to what, for example, Expro India does? Is that the category?
Yeah, so we will be more like a customer of Expro, because Expro is making film while we are adding value on the film.
Okay, so you'll buy the film from Expro, for example?
Companies like Expro, that's right.
Okay, understood. And the end use, etc., for this would be what, like in what segments and what
capacitor?
Okay, so this could be a fairly high growth segment, right? Given what is happening in the broader space of electronic making and so on and so forth.
Cosmo is already established as a very good brand name within the industry,
right?
Because the kind of quality we have brought to the market is quite superior. So customers are really liking it, and we are hoping that within next quarter, we should be fully utilizing our capacity and making a decent margin on the business.
Understood. What would be the top line for this business, for example, approximately on an annual basis?
Right now, we have not done, very significant CapEx. So at peak, we would be touching close to 60-70 crores annual revenue. 60 crore of annual revenue, but we would be scaling this business in the times to come.
Understood. Perfect, great. Thank you so much. All the best. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Tushar Ragatate from Kamakya Wealth Management Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Building on the earlier participant question, so there is a clear disconnect in terms of margin. If we consider the FY19 margin, where the commodity share was high, and currently it's totally the other way around. Just want to understand why that is so. And as you are seeing the green shoot in the BOPP segment, are you foreseeing the FY20 margins coming in FY24, maybe FY26?
So as we said, I think it's a little difficult to pinpoint what will be the exact margin in FY25 with respect to the commodity part of business. But from all logic, since we do not expect any new line to commence operation in FY25 in BOPP, so from all logic, March month margin should prevail or may get better off. Since there is no new capacity getting added. So that is something with logic you can say. But in practice, if tomorrow, some specific competitor comes with a very aggressive pricing, it may dent the overall pricing. So that's a little difficult to be more specific about.
Okay, sir. So now you've given the target of increasing it to 80% the specialty and the semi-specialty. So if I consider the delta, so it is the percentage contribution of the delta, is it from the specialty or the semi-specialty, the major one?
See, what we are looking at is a high expansion of specialty fund, and within specialty also we are trying to look at more aggressively for the high-end kind of specialty, so that overall margin profile improves not only in the specialty, even the semi-specialty also. Commodity is partially in your hand, it's not completely in hand. So next year, FY25 focus is first going to be more and more sale of the specialty, particularly high-end specialties. Second, a lot more focus on the cost rationalization, on which we took actually action during the FY24. Now the results will start kicking in. As we said, close to 25 crore rupees of the annual positive impact we see in the power cost in FY25. And then besides this, other cost rationalization in terms of the thermal line shifting from the Korea to India and better utilization of the same, rationalization of the wastaging. So all those actions are in pipeline. So if more you can expect from POSMO in FY25 in terms of the cost rationalization.
So from a last question, post this CWIP commercialization, so what sort of peak revenue are you seeing considering the mid-cycle realization?
You're talking about the BOPP realization?
I'm talking about this the CWIP or the CAPEX which is undergoing. So post this the CAPEX getting commercialized, what sort of peak revenue are you foreseeing considering the mid-cycle realization in BOPP?
You see, very broadly, you can say close to 1,000 crore rupee of extra revenue may get generated from the proposed BOPP line and CPP line taken together. And on the top of it, the new verticals like the capacitor metallizer, rigid packaging, etc. may add close to 200 crore additionally.
Fair enough. So that was helpful.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rohan Patel from Total. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible, sir?
Yes, you are.
I have questions regarding fund control scheme which you are going to release in 25. Also, can you give me an idea of the capacity of the fund control scheme that you have installed in lakh square feet?
You see, it's a little difficult to say in terms of capacity because it depends on the product, one ply, two ply, the one side coating or the two side coating. It all depends on the orders. But very broadly, I can indicate it to you, the current capacity may have potential to generate between 100 crore to 125 crore rupees of top line.
Okay. And can you, so who are you going to catering to? Are you going to sell it directly to customer or with some, are you having partnership with businesses? Is it B2B or B2C model?
So it will be, to begin with, it will be largely B2B model, but parallelly we are looking at B2C also. So we are selling more to the through the dealer distribution channel to begin with. And then once we have the complete product portfolio, we will launch a couple of stores also for the direct sales.
And can I get a rough idea about the margins that we'll be generating? Because now as your our focus would be on more on specialty side, and this is as a part of specialty products.
So this is going to be a very high margin product. Difficult at this stage to comment on the specific number with respect to the margin profile, but it's going to be very high-end specialty in terms of the margins.
And with my some preliminary research, I understood that this segment needs a specific dyeing, so it is a very rare technology. So how are you going to get this film dyed by? With whom are you going to have any technology or something? If you can elaborate on your dyeing technology.
So our R&D already got hold on the technology. It's just that we need to commercialize that technology.
with respect to the dyed film. For the glued film, already that is in process.
Okay, so you're saying that you have in-house developed the dyeing technology?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Thank you, sir. This was from my side.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that will be the last question for today's conference. I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
So if I have to summarize, I think very clearly the quarter one FY25 outlook for the BOPP margins remain steady, broadly in line with the March 24 month level. Further, as I said, we will be focusing more on the cost rationalization in FY25 as well as high-end sale of the specialty funds. The near-term outlook for the BOPET firm is expected to remain challenging. However, we are going to focus more and more on the sale of the specialty, including high-shrink firm. Among the new business verticals, Cosmo Specialty Chemical, Capacitor Metallizer, Rigid Packaging, all should earn decent EBITDA in FY25. While Ziggly may take some time to become profitable, however, should be a significant wealth creator. So with this note, I will repeat the statutory declaration. Certain statements in this concord may be forward-looking statements. These statements are based on management's current expectations and are subject to uncertainty and changes in circumstances. These statements are not guarantees of future results. Many, many thanks for joining the call.
Thank you. On behalf of Cosmo First Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you all for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.